It's always at this time on a Tuesday we catch up with our IT and gadget guru, and he's pretty happy. His mighty Rabbitohs had another win over Manly on the weekend. The man himself, Stephen Fenwick's on the line. Morning, Stephen.
Morning, Richard. How are you going?
Yeah, very good, thanks. Very good. And nice to see your mob got another win up last weekend.
They've got their mojo back, mate. Yeah, they're doing pretty good, even without Luttrell and Murray. They did pretty well. It was a pretty scrappy game, and Manly were obviously well short of troops as well through Origin and injury. But I'll take the win, mate. It's a win is a win, as they say.
It is indeed, and I see Damien Cook departing the club, supposedly, at the end of the season.
Yeah, well, I'll be sad to see him go. He's been a great player for South. I think he had 1 year to go on his contract at South, and word is that South weren't going to offer him another year after that. So the two-year deal came along from St George, and I think it was advice from Wayne Bennett even to take that and to look after his family. So that's what he's doing. He's actually a St George junior, I think, or St George
Junior. Is that right?
He's going back home.
Back to where it all began. Look, we've been talking endlessly about fires associated with lithium-ion batteries, and there's been a huge number here in Australia. We've had fire authorities talking about it, the dangers, etc. And wow, this factory over in South Korea, I think the death toll is well over 20 now. They're not quite sure, but there is a big issue about, around the lithium-ion batteries, isn't there, Stephen?
Well, there's an issue about lithium-ion batteries. This was actually at the lithium battery factory. So it was we're right at the source where we're seeing this kind of accident again. And like in the past, we've spoken about bikes, scooter batteries catching fire. You got to remember, a scooter is something you take out every day. You're riding it; it's on the road, and the potential to damage the battery is there. That's what a lot of people don't realise, is that the damage you might do to a battery while you're riding it might not have the proper support or proper protection around the battery. That's often led to these fires. But in this factory, it's tragic. I don't know how it's broke out, but they're saying at least 22 people have been killed.
Yes, yeah, and also the other thing about these lithium-ion batteries, they burn so hot, the traditional methods of putting out fire with foam and water don't work. Apparently they've been using dry sand over in South Korea to put this fire out.
It is an issue, and that's why also you'll notice that every EV on the road has a blue triangle on the number plate that says EV to specify to emergency workers if there is a car accident that one of the cars involved, if they see that EV triangle, they'll know that there's a battery involved. If it does catch fire, then they've got to take special precautions, but... Yeah, the technology is improving. The stories like this don't really suggest that, but the technology is improving. It is getting safer. There's new types of batteries that they're moving to, which is sort of steering slightly away from the lithium ion chemistry, but still the same outcome of having something you recharge and use and recharge many times over and over again.
We've spoken several times about the shutting down of the 3G network, and Telstra, to help out here, are giving away, and they're probably giving away quite a few of them already, 12,000 handsets to elderly, disadvantaged and remote customers around Australia to make sure that they can stay connected to the network after this shutdown, which is a great idea.
It is, yeah. Well, they've already put back the shutdown from... It was supposed to be the end of this month. They've put it back to the end of August. And the reason they did that was because there's still a lot of people who haven't made the switch. And whether they're unaware or unable to do it, that's where Telstra's came in with these 12,000 free handsets. It'll be like a like-for-like exchange. It's not like they're giving out iPhone 15 Pro Maxes or anything. They're going to give a phone that will be able to make calls and call 000 once the 3G shutdown occurs. So you're talking about customers that are over 80 years old, that have dealing with financial hardship, that have even recovering from natural disasters too. There have been things happening in their area, people with life-threatening medical conditions. So they've been quite generous here, Telstra, with these handouts, just to ensure that these most vulnerable customers are not going to be left behind once the 3G network shuts down.
While we're talking about vulnerable customers in areas where fibre upgrades are happening, with the NBN. Unfortunately, there are NBN scammers, and they're focusing on these areas where work's actually happening. So sometimes hard to pick these people up, these scammers, Stephen.
Yeah, it is. And see, these scammers are very savvy when it comes to sort of creating these opportunities here. They see that it's same thing when it's tax time now. So there's a lot of tax time scams. So here they're targeting customers in areas where they might be keen for a fibre upgrade, and they're taking the opportunity to impersonate the NBN and then perhaps get their identity, financial information. At the end of the day, they don't get anything except their identity stolen and their money taken. So
yeah,
you've got to be really careful. Check with the source. I think you've got to it's not unusual for telcos to reach out to existing customers. Like for Telstra, we reached out to my mother, for example, to say, fibre's available in your area. Contact us if you want to do it. Now, you'd have to check with Telstra that's actually a thing. That's what I'd do. Oh, my advice is check with the telco themselves rather than taking the word of an email and a link. Go to the telco themselves or go to the NBN website to see if fibre's available in your area. So the NBN website is a pretty reliable source of information, as is your telco. So check with them directly. Don't take the word of this random email that you might receive.
Ray-Ban smart glasses, we've spoken about them a few times. There's the audio ability, you can listen to things. But now, and I think you might have mentioned this last time we spoke, the ability to directly share content to Instagram stories without actually pulling out your phone. But they've made a number of other upgrades to the Ray-Ban smart glasses as well, I believe, Stephen.
Over the years, they've been out, 3 years now? But they've gone from where you need an app to take a photo or record a short video and then upload that to Instagram. You need to do that yourself. The latest AI improvement is being able to just say, hey, Meta, share my photo on Instagram or share the video on Instagram, and it'll post it into your story. So you don't have to do, you just got to talk, and whatever you just shot with the glasses, it takes like a 30-second video or a photograph, it'll upload it straight to your Instagram account, which is linked to the glasses, of course.
Wow.
It knows when you log in, it knows which Instagram account you're talking about. So, yeah, it's going to be even easier to share what you're doing. And this is literal point of view glasses. So what you're seeing is what you're recording or photographing. So it's becoming even easier now to share that point of view.
Can you remember the days when a lot of show bags had X-ray specs in them? Remember that?
I remember that you could
X-ray
see the ad
specs
on the back of a comic book.
Yes.
The back of the comics, you'd have to write away to get your X-ray specs. Yeah.
Oh, couldn't you make a lot of money if you invented X-ray specs, eh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you've got the bye this week, haven't you?
Yeah, got a week off this week, and then we're back against Para on July 4, the Thursday night match, with all our, hopefully, Latrell and Cam Murray fit after the Origin match and ready to try to get into the eight.
And you reckon they'll make the difference tomorrow night for New South Wales?
Absolutely, yeah. I honestly reckon, everyone's talking about Latrell, it's Cam Murray's work in the middle that could also make the difference, that proved to be the difference too, mate. He gets through a mountain of work. He does so much. That, I think, could be the foundation for their victory.
Well, I hope you're right. All right, mate, good to talk to you. Good luck to the Blues tomorrow night. And, well, for your Rabbitohs, enjoy the break. We'll catch up next Tuesday, Stephen.
Thanks, Richard. Talk soon, mate.
Yep, look forward to it. Stephen Fenwick, he's got a terrific website, Tech Guide. That's one word, TECHGUIDE, techguide.com.au.